There is a subject matter that I frankly, and maybe it's just because I have a 16-year-old right now, I frankly think that we don't give enough attention to. And it goes like this. The old way that we learned to drive.
When I
learned to drive.
Right.
I was driving with my dad and my grandpa and my uncles and stuff. And you'd start driving around a little bit at 14 or 15. And then you'd get your skills down. And there was supervision around that. Then it changed.
And the attitude was, as my dad said, every driver around you is a bleep. And so you're like, okay, so you're always looking, hey, someone's going to run into you. I mean, or they're going to blow a red light, or don't assume their turn signal. Just because they have it on and they're turning doesn't mean they're going to turn.
100%. But the culture of how we taught or how we teach driving now is different. The amount of behind the wheel at high school is minimal.
Yes.
It is minimal.
They have shifted it. And you don't even have to take the driver's test if you get an A or B in the class.
If you get an A or B in 6 hours of driving with the instructor, you don't have to take the driving test at the DMV. That's ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
So we have drivers out there who do not know how to drive defensively. That is why we have this guy here. Bruce Huber is a friend. He is friends for many reasons. Yeah. But in this particular conversation, sir, it's about something that I heard about years ago. Tire Rack Street Survival School. It's a school.
That's right.
Defensive driving school.
Well, thanks for having me here, guys.
Yeah, morning.
It's you're exactly right. The young people learn just enough to pass the test and get the license, and then we turn them loose.
Yeah, it's scary.
But the statistics are horrible. The biggest cause of death of teenagers is traffic accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Safety Council says that there's an 89% chance that a new driver is going to have an accident within the first 3 years. So think about that. 9 out of 10 of the young people we turn loose on the road are going to have a crash before they get to 20.
That's not good insurance news.
No, it's certainly not. And so back at 20 years ago now, it's 2002, the BMW Car Club of America's foundation decided we need to do something about this. So they teamed up with the underwriting of Michelin Tire and Tire Rack, which is the big online tire retailer that so many people know of. And they started what they call Street Survival. And it picks up where driver's ed leaves off. We teach these kids to be safe drivers on the road by giving them the skills they didn't get, but they're going to need. And we want to have them have that experience before they find they have to have that experience unexpectedly out there on the road.
Give me an idea of some of those things.
Does it involve cones?
Well, yeah, it sure does. Well, you know, here locally, our BMW club has been doing this for 12 years now. And every summer we take a weekend. And again, through the generosity of Caterpillar, you know, Caterpillar, ever so supportive of our community, they loan us the big parking lot out at Building AC in Mossville. Acres of asphalt.
Right.
And we set up hundreds of orange cones, essentially create a little obstacle course, if you will. And then the young people who sign up for just that day will come and spend half of the time in their own vehicle out on that course with a skilled instructor riding passenger with them. So they're learning how to control and how to drive better in the very thing that they usually drive. So people, I mean, they show up, and you get many a small, you know, import that a student would drive. But they show up in mom's minivan. They show up in dad's pickup truck. We don't care. Whatever it is they drive, we're going to teach them how to control that if they get in a situation they didn't expect.
You know, it reminds me of when my dad or older brother, when it snowed, used to take me to a parking lot and have me do donuts and spin the wheel just to see how I react.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
I mean, to that very point, Cat again, they happen to have a fire truck at that facility. They generously bring it out. They hose down what we call the skid pad. So we're going to put these students in a situation where if the front end breaks loose or the rear end breaks loose, they know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they develop a feel for that.
Instinctual.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the very first thing we do is we have them drive, floor it, going straight ahead, and then slam on the brakes so they know what ABS is.
Yeah.
Because so many a young person, the first time ABS kicks in, scares them to death. You know, what did the car just do? So
that is wild to think about. Yeah. How many, and to be honest with you, I think all of us could benefit from this little operation. So do you have to be a certain age? Do you or a certain new driverness?
Yeah, ideally we'd like them to have their permit at least, and preferably 25 hours, although we've taken them, you know, much
less
more
than
green than that.
Yeah, yeah.
We've even had young people come back in their 20s.
I was going to ask that.
We won't turn them away.
So my kid's 16. He's been driving for 7-8 months.
Right.
So he's eligible.
Oh, right in the sweet spot.
What if you're a new driver, and this does happen, where you're an adult.
Yeah.
And you're new to driving. I know some folks who came here from a different country. Mm-hmm. And in their country, they were not drivers. So they came to America.
Right.
America's a driving place. This is what we do.
Right.
And so they got their license through some way.
Yeah.
But my guess is they're just as new as my 16-year-old in the same way they think about it.
In terms of skill set.
Right. Are they eligible to do this too?
Well, you know, I don't think we'd turn anybody away.
All right.
But the class right now is about half full.
Okay. How do we do it? How do we sign up?
Well, the thing that anybody interested wants to do is go to a great website called streetsurvival.org.
Okay.
streetsurvival.org. And you'll get a ton of information there about the program. Great videos to show you live what it's like. And if you're interested enough, it shows all the courses being offered across the country. There are about 100 that go on during the course of a year.
Right. When is yours? When is
put
yours?
On by various chapters
clubs.
Of,
yeah.
the, of
yeah.
the BMW Club.
Yeah.
Ours is the weekend of June 4th and June 5th.
Got it.
So pick a Saturday or pick a Sunday and sign up on that with that online page.
And you pick one day.
Yeah.
But how many hours are you there for the day?
Well, it's 8 to 4.
Okay, so you're there most of the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Show up at 8 to sign in. There's free breakfast. There's free lunch. When we have them in the classroom half of the time and out on the course half the time. And in the classroom, we're talking about car control, some of the physics of weight distribution of the car, what's going on. So in your head, if you understand it, you can control it better. We talk a lot about attitude because so much of driving out there now is your frame of mind.
Yes,
and there's
is.
A lot of bad attitude.
Oh, there's a lot of bad attitude.
You're dealing with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're probably not big enough or established enough, but too bad someone who didn't pass this course, you could take the certification to the insurance companies because they would like a driver like this.
Well, they certainly would. You know, it's interesting to see the dynamics of the students because when they show up in the morning, they're predictably what I would call sullen.
It's I could just imagine.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
It's early on a weekend.
They don't
want
to be there.
And
yeah.
This was mom's idea after all.
Yeah.
And but by lunch, they're perky. They're getting acquainted. They're talking to each other. And by the end of the day, they're high-fiving each other about how quick they got through the slalom and how fast they ran the figure eight. And we give them a certificate, Dan, that insurance companies will recognize for better rates.
Oh, great.
So, I mean, it's and it's $95. You're going to get that back.
Yeah, easy.
You know, there are organizations out there that do this. We're, of course, a nonprofit, and it's all run by us volunteers.
Yeah.
But there are organizations out there that offer similar courses if you've got $500 or $1,000 for a day.
Yeah.
But it's 95.
Good deal. So, here's the website, folks. Do it. Streetsurvival.org. Pick the day you want to go.
Yeah.
June 4th and 5th is the Peoria chapter of the BMW Car Club of America, the Illini chapter. It's good to see you, sir, Bruce.
Yeah. Right.
And thanks for doing that. It's
important. You know, if there's anybody out there of the adults who want to volunteer.
Yeah.
Come join us.
Yeah,
free shirt, free dinner at Weaver Ridge Club the night before.
Nice.
We'll treat you well.